Under statement of practice 10 of 79, a right to occupy or enjoy an asset owned by a trust gives rise to an interest in possession. Therefore, if that trust was created before the 22nd of March 2006, the right to enjoy the asset is a qualifying IIP, and the asset will form part of the estate of the beneficiary who enjoys the asset. This was demonstrated in the case of Inland Revenue Commissioners and Lloyds Private Banking from 1998. A husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. E, jointly owned a house as tenants in common. Mrs. E died, and under the terms of her will, her half share in the house passed to a trust for her daughter. The terms of the trust directed that Mr. E should be permitted to continue to occupy the house after Mrs. E's death, and the trustees could not sell their 50% share of the house whilst he was still alive. Mr. E died in 1993. The question here was, how much of the value of the house should form part of Mr. E's death estate for inheritance tax purposes? HMRC contended, and the courts agreed, that Mr. E's right to occupy the half of the house previously owned by Mrs. E was an interest in possession. As the trust was created before March 2006, Mr. E therefore had a qualifying interest in possession. Therefore, for IHT purposes, the whole of the house formed part of Mr. E's death estate, half in the free estate and half as qualifying IIP. Where an IIP trust is created on death, the IHT treatment depends on the identity of the life tenant. Where the deceased spouse or civil partner has an interest in possession in the trust, the transfer is exempt. This mirrors the rule that transfers to spouses or civil partners are exempt. Where the settlor is UK domiciled and the spouse or civil partner is non-UK domiciled, the exemption is limited to £55,000. Where any other individual has an interest in possession, the transfer is chargeable. In either case, the trust assets will be a qualifying IIP and will therefore form part of the estate of the beneficiary with the interest in possession. This is the case for IIP will trusts created before or after March 2006. Finance Act 2006 introduced the concept of an immediate post-death interest. An immediate post-death interest is one where the trust was made by a will or under the rules of intestacy, and the beneficiary became entitled to the interest in possession on the death of the settlor, and the trust is not one for a bereaved minor nor a disabled person's trust. The trust will be a qualifying IIP. There are no exit or principal charges as there would be for lifetime IIP trusts created on or after the 22nd of March 2006. There are practical reasons why a testator might wish to create an IIP trust on death. For example, the testator may want his spouse or civil partner to benefit from the assets in his estate, for example to have an income stream, but may not want to give the assets to that person outright, for example to guard against assets leaving the family in the event of a remarriage of the surviving spouse. The testator can set up an interest in possession trust in his will, specifying that the spouse or civil partner has an interest in possession for life, but that on his or her death, the assets in the trust are to pass to the remainderman, most commonly the grandchildren or children. For IHT purposes, this transfer will be exempt on death. The interest in possession for the surviving spouse will also be an immediate post-death interest, so that the assets are treated as forming part of the surviving spouse's death estate. You should note that there was no need for the legislation to have a rule for immediate post-death interests before March 2006, as all interests in possession were qualifying IIPs before 2006. Once an interest in possession in a trust has come to an end on or after the 22nd of March 2006, if the trust continues, the rules applying to trusts created on or after that date will apply. For example, if a second interest in possession follows the cessation of the first interest in possession, so we have a successive life interest, that second interest in possession will not result in the trust assets being treated as part of the second beneficiary's estate for IHT, i.e. the succeeding interest in possession is not a qualifying IIP. Instead, the second trust will be a relevant property trust and will be subject to exit and principal charges. However, this is subject to the rules for transitional serial interests, or TSIs. There is a special rule where a transitional serial interest comes into effect between the 22nd of March 2006 and the 5th of October 2008. A transitional serial interest arises where there was an interest in possession in a trust created before the 22nd of March 2006. That IIP ceases before the 6th of October 2008 and is immediately followed by another interest in possession, and it is not an interest for a disabled person. In this case, the second interest in possession is treated as a qualifying IIP. Therefore, the trust assets are in the estate of the second beneficiary rather than being relevant property and being subject to exit and principal charges. A transitional serial interest will also apply where the life tenant of a pre-2006 trust dies after the 5th of October 2008 and a succeeding interest in possession is taken by the spouse or civil partner. In this case, the trust assets are treated as a qualifying IIP in the estate of the succeeding spouse or civil partner. By way of illustration, Jamie is the life tenant of an IIP trust created by his father in 1998. The terms of the trust are that Jamie will be entitled to income for life with a successive life interest to his sister Michelle on his death. On Michelle's death, the trust assets passed to Michelle's son, Oliver, as remainderman. Jamie died in May 2010. We'll consider the IHT implications. The IHT implications are as follows. The initial gift to the trust by Jamie's father in 1998 was a pet. As this is a pre-2006 IIP trust, the trust is a qualifying IIP. On Jamie's death in 2010, the trust assets form part of his death estate. The tax attributable to those assets is paid by the trustees. Michelle has a successive life interest. This is not an immediate post-death interest, as she did not become entitled to an IIP on the death of the settlor. Michelle's interest is not a transitional serial interest, as Jamie's IIP did not cease before the 6th of October 2008. Therefore, Michelle does not have a qualifying IIP. Instead, the IIP trust with Michelle as life tenant will be treated as a relevant property trust and will be subject to exit and principal charges. The answer would be different if Michelle had been Jamie's spouse. In this case, the transitional serial interest rules would apply and Michelle's IIP would be treated as qualifying. Therefore, on Michelle's death, the trust assets would form part of her death estate. There would be no exit or principal charges. There is one practice example to complete this session. Ashley died in July 2010, having made no lifetime transfers. He left a free estate of £560,000 entirely to his son. Ashley was also the life tenant of an interest in possession trust created on the death of his uncle in September 2006. The assets of the trust were worth £400,000 at Ashley's death. Ashley's IIP is an immediate post-death interest, as he acquired it on death. The trust is therefore a qualifying IIP, and the trust assets will form part of Ashley's death estate. To calculate the IHT, we add the free estate of £560,000 and the trust assets of £400,000 to give a total chargeable estate of £960,000. We then deduct the nil band for the year of death and calculate tax at 40%. The IHT payable is therefore £254,000. Ashley acquired his IIP on the death of his uncle in September 2006. As there have been two chargeable transfers in a five-year period, QSR will be available. The QSR will be a percentage of the IHT paid on the trust assets in 2006, which was £30,000. The percentage depends on the time elapsed between September 2006 and July 2010. Here there are between 3 and 4 years, giving a QSR percentage of 40%. As the trustees would have suffered the £30,000 of tax on the death in 2006, the increase in Ashley's estate at that point would have been £300,000 less £30,000, giving £270,000. The QSR is therefore £10,800, giving IHT payable on Ashley's death of £243,200. You are asked to calculate the IHT payable by Ashley's executors. The executors will only pay IHT on assets forming part of the free estate. The tax on the trust assets will be paid by the trustees. The tax paid by the executors will therefore be 560 over 960 multiplied by the tax of £243,200, giving £141,867. Note that QSR is deducted before any apportionments are made. This concludes our first session on IHT, on interest in possession trusts. Further aspects of IIP trusts are discussed in the next lecture.